Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming lawmakers warn of $700 million budget deficit with red coats in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. State House Appropriations members donned red dress coats Monday in Gillette as a visual warning. Wyoming could be facing a nearly $700 million budget shortfall within 5 years. Cowboy State Daily reported House Appropriations Chair John Bear of Gillette led the effort, saying the red symbolizes the state being in the red as outlined in an April Legislative Service Office forecast. That projection includes a $10 million shortfall in the state's general fund and a $686 million deficit in school funding by 2029. Bear and others blame overspending, but critics say the looming shortfall stems from revenue losses lawmakers helped create, namely a 25% residential property tax cut, which heavily impacts school funding. Former appropriations members say while cost-cutting is necessary, legislators can't ignore the damage of tax cuts and underfunded programs like the new school choice initiative and a $140 million road funding transfer. Lawmakers are now weighing options, cuts, savings withdrawals, or possibly raising revenue. Legal heavyweights clash over Wyoming's new voter registration law. A federal lawsuit over Wyoming's new voter registration law is drawing national attention and big-name attorneys on both sides. Wildfowl reported the law, set to take effect July 1st, requires proof of residency and U.S. citizenship to register to vote. It's backed by Secretary of State Chuck Gray and was a top priority for Wyoming's conservative lawmakers. But the Equality State Policy Center is suing, claiming the law is vague and restricts voting rights. Representing the group is Elias Law Group, known for fighting election restrictions nationwide and for defeating nearly all of Trump's 2020 election lawsuits. Gray is being defended by Trump-aligned attorneys from Dillon Law Group and former Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler, best known for battling election challenges in past presidential races. A federal judge has granted Gray a partial extension to respond to a motion blocking the law from taking effect, but emphasized that Gray was already publicly preparing a legal defense weeks ago. The case could set major precedent as it moves forward. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.